let me read now verse 1 with that thought in mind. The unveiling of Jesus Christ, which God gave him to show unto his bondservants things which must shortly come to pass completely. And he sent and signified, that is, he gave a sign of it by his angel or messenger to his servant John. Now, the word revelation here, and I hope that you won't really show your lack of knowledge of the book of Revelation, but calling it the book of Revelations. A man came down to me when I was pastor in downtown Los Angeles. He was a retired preacher, and he made an attack upon my interpretation of the book of Revelation, and he says, you just don't know anything about Revelations. And he gave plural. And I said, brother, you know what you're talking about? You're absolutely accurate. I know nothing about the book of Revelations. And I said, I'd never really seen that book. And he was astounded, and he was really embarrassed when he found out later on that you didn't use the plural here. And we need to be careful, because it's the unveiling of Jesus Christ. This is absolutely something that's brand new. You remember Daniel was told to seal the book. At the end of the book of Revelation, we'll find out, don't seal it. John is told not to seal it. These things are things that are to be understood. And you remember that the Lord gave in Matthew 13 what's known as the mystery parables. And very frankly, to the majority of the church today, they're still a mystery. But our Lord put it like this in Mark the 4th chapter at verse 11. And he said unto them, that is the Lord Jesus, unto you it's given to know the mystery of the kingdom of God. But unto them that are without, all these things are done in parables, that seeing they may see and not perceive, and hearing they may hear and not understand, lest at any time they should be converted and their sins should be forgiven them. Here you have the unveiling of the glorified Christ in all of his beauty and power and glory. You only have the half story when you read the Gospels. You need the book of Revelation. It is the consummation of it. And it can only be understood if the Spirit of God is our teacher. And we want to make sure of that. This book takes off the veil that you can see him in his unveiled glory. This book here is the opposite of secret or a mystery. Here you have a disclosure of secrets. And it's called prophecy here in verse 2, you notice. The wraps of Christendom were put on in Matthew 13, and the world doesn't understand. When anyone today, especially a so-called Christian, it says, I don't understand Revelation. It makes you wonder, because this is the book, the Lord Jesus said, it's given to you to understand these mysteries of the kingdom of God. And he made that very clear. Now, we have here this very wonderful book, and it says here that it is an apocalypse, an unveiling. And it says here to show unto his servants. Now, that means by word pictures, by symbols, by direct and indirect representations. And it says that he signified it. That is, symbols are symbolic of reality. And we need to keep this very much in mind. You remember Peter gave us a great rule for the interpretation of prophecy. And it's found over in 2 Peter, the first chapter, and verse 20, knowing this first, that no prophecy of the Scripture is of any private interpretation. You don't interpret it by itself. And even the figurative language of Revelation is figurative of fact. And we need to keep that in mind. A symbol is a symbol of something that is real. And he says here, of the things which must shortly come to pass. Now, the things, that reveals that they are not ethereal and ephemeral dream stuff. There is a hardcore of real facts in this book. Well, what are things? Well, we kept our little grandson, Miss McGee and I did, and we let him play in the den. And we have a bunch of toys for him there anytime he comes. And he got all of his things out. And that's what he calls them, his things. And he had them spread all over the den. Well, we are rather indulgent to the little fellow. We didn't make him pick up his toys afterward, and we didn't pick them up either. And so that night, I walked through the den. And I want to say that I stepped on things, his things. I stumbled on them, and I took a tumble on them. And you can say that things are symbols, but you just don't take a tumble on a symbol. It's hard stuff, friends. It's reality. And any time John uses a symbol, he'll make it clear to you. And you can be sure that he's using a symbol because the reality is far greater than the symbol is. And the symbol is a poor representation of the reality. That is the important thing.